It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Where do you start? Buffalo Joe. What a story. Really cool story for Joe. You know, I don't know where you start. The guy just shows up, doesn't say a word. And there's a saying sometimes, don't count your reps. Make every rep you get count. I would say Joe is that. Obviously, he came in here, came to our local day, you know, did well enough there. We invite him back for our rookie camp. And fortunately, at that time, we still needed to sign another linebacker. And so he stood out the most there. And every step of the way, checked the box, kept himself in play. Never worried about whether he got 5 reps in practice or 15.
Bills general manager Brandon Bean talking about Joe Andreessen making the 53-man roster. And, hey, I got to say, you know what? Good on him.
Right. I've even said it on this show before the Buffalo Joe thing. After working those UB games all last season, he was a consistent name you heard throughout the entire broadcast on defense, making splash plays, big tackles. He led the team in tackles, right? He put his all out there, and he made the team. Like, that's a phenomenal story. And he's a local guy. So it all just stacked up for him. You can't help but be super happy for the guy.
Exactly.
Truthfully. Like, and there's not a bad angle to this story at all. Like,
exactly. Especially with thinking about this, there was... the timing was also impeccable on this with him and his ascent. Because the Bills had just lost Matt Milano to injury.
Yeah.
And everyone's thinking, okay, I had said it on pregame. They signed a bunch of linebacker depth. I didn't expect it to be tested right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorite signings in Deion Jones wasn't looking too good. Well, what happened? Joe Andreessen decided, we got this.
hold my beer.
Your linebacker depth will be fine. I'm here hanging around, and I'm not just a practice squad guy at this point. We're going.
Right.
And that's big. That is huge for a player that... Evan, I don't know if the snark cannon's around, but I might need to steal it from Jeremy because I've got a real snarky comment about Joe Andreessen. Because Reddy, you said how there's no bad angle to this.
Is there a bad angle
to
it?
No, there's not. This actually makes it even better. As we prepare the snark cannon that I just stole from Jeremy. I can't believe the Chiefs let us get Joe Andreessen. Because he was with the Chiefs during minicamp.
That's right.
Or rookie minicamp, I should say.
Rookie minicamp,
yeah.
You're right. And then he came to the Bills on a tryout basis.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. There's your snark cannon moment right there. Quick, put that back before Jeremy notices.
hide it. Hide the evidence.
Put the tarp back on it. we got to make sure he doesn't know. But yeah, that was a peak moment for me there just to see it, because like, oh my God, all that, like, oh, the Bills let the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy. Well, yeah, the Chiefs let the Bills get Joe Andreessen.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. You love to see the support the players are giving him on the field, right?
Yeah.
Especially Greg Russo.
Mic'd up. Deion Jones was immediately like, hey, let's have a day.
Yeah.
Let's have a day on the first preseason game.
Right. That entire front line and Greg Russo smacking his helmet after every good play he did and everything. Like, they were rooting for him the entire time, and that's,
exactly.
You know.
And honestly, it was Pittsburgh. That game was the difference, because...
That was Pittsburgh's starters. He was actually making a difference against.
And then, later on, even, against Justin Fields, a guy who tormented players like this in college repeatedly. And even in the pros, when it came to his rushing, like...
Oh, yeah. He's got
some
legs.
But he makes a responsible play that doesn't come on the stat sheet, where... he gets the proper angle to stop Fields from making and converting a fourth and two, and the defense swarms him. And that play started with Andreessen.
Yeah.
So, again, great story. You got a snarky comeback now for Chiefs fans if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like,
I didn't
you
know
said,
that. That's awesome.
Zero bad angles
yeah.
to this story and how it's going to go there. But one player a roster does not make, not even Josh Allen. It's a big piece, and if he goes down at any point this season, it's lost. So, yeah, whatever. But
Allen, you're saying?
Yeah. But, you know, especially because of the backup quarterback situation that we had to watch this preseason.
Yeah, most of them are gone. Ben DiNucci and Anthony Brown, I felt a lot more comfortable with on a week's practice than I did with Mitch Trubisky running the show. But, you know, they kept Mitch Trubisky with his knee injury. The one good thing, though.
They got Mike White on the practice squad, though.
Yes.
That's big.
Flip the two of them.
I would seriously think that.
That's
once he gets comfortable with the playbook.
Flip him.
Because Mike White is...
He can come in and win games.
He has come in and won games.
Yeah.
So, like, there should have been a legitimate quarterback controversy in New York when Zach Wilson was there with Mike White.
Mm-hmm. And he even made the comment, I don't want to be locker mates with Matt Milano. And my rib cage might be on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, a piece of my rib cage is on the 30-yard line. That's
well, it got turned into a folding chair by Matt Milano,
that
essentially.
That is the dark humor that we all live to be able to say with a microphone in front of us.
Yep, and self-awareness. Gotta love it, right? He's the one who said it.
Self-awareness, but like I'm sure somebody asked.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the question. We just got the answer.
Yeah.
You gotta bet that someone asked that.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Bills this year, they come in banged up. There are questions abound at wide receiver.
There's multiple
questions at safety. There's questions on the offensive line that didn't look particularly good in the preseason. That said, it's going to be a long year. It's going to be one that might test us. And for once, I'm ready for it.
I'm excited.
Last year, it was a test that nobody was ready for. We were not prepared for them to be at 6-6 at any point.
Mm-hmm. 500 at all. Like, I was just like, what's happening here?
You would think, you're not a 500 team. You are a Super Bowl contender. You're running it back with this team.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we don't know what they're going to be. And that is where the test lies. That's where some of this patience is going to be in. Okay, how good is this retooling of the roster going to be? And the answer is we don't truly know. However, as long as there's one player under center that, and I just said one player doesn't make a team, one non-quarterback doesn't make a team, I should say.
Yes. You can win with JA17.
Yes.
That's, again, if he went down with the current, before Mike White backup quarterback situation, we're going for a high draft pick. That's what's happening at that point.
Yes.
That's where the season turned. Mitch Trubisky's going to tank it.
That's where I'd bring up the Tom Moore quote, former Colts offensive coordinator, when asked, why don't you let the backup get reps and we don't practice bleeped, is the quote that Tom Moore says.
Yeah.
So the thing is that we don't know what this team is going to look like, but I'm excited for many reasons. And one of them starts with Joe Brady. You got nothing of what he was going to run in the preseason because Allen played 10 plays.
Right.
And in the preseason, you're not putting up a real game plan anyway.
No, you're trying things out. You're just putting base plays down to get players the chance to prove themselves, right?
Exactly. And
you're
it's
not
more of an
game
eval.
Planning for other teams.
Yeah, you're not game planning. You're eval.
Mm-hmm.
It's just evaluation at that point. And for me, it's all about, can you take what was the second half of the season and improve on it, especially in the red zone? Because under Ken Dorsey in particular, this team became far worse at it with Dorsey running the show as the offensive coordinator, to where Allen was infamously great at not throwing interceptions in the red zone, anything like that. And all of a sudden, when Dorsey's here,
it was
the turnovers
right. Yeah.
From 20 and in were showing up.
Yeah. Someone said it on a broad... Well, whoever was commentating that first red zone interception he threw said, this guy doesn't throw interceptions in the red zone, and then the next play he threw a pick.
Yeah.
I was just like, why? Why are we doing this? But you're right. It became a trend with Ken Dorsey.
It became a trend under Ken Dorsey in particular. It didn't get much better with Brady to end the year, but it's also still mostly Dorsey's playbook.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm excited to see what's going on here. There is a new installation of an offense that's going to have wrinkles because Brady worked under Dorsey. He worked with Dable. Like, he's worked with these guys at this point that there's going to be pieces of everything. However, it's going to be key. This team will go as far as the offense goes. And this team, because there's questions on defense with how it's going to reload. The Bills may have lost Diggs, Davis, and Mitch Morse on offense. The amount of snaps lost on defense?
Exponentially more.
They are so far greater. I don't know if those are words that should form a sentence. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. It is. The safety room, you lost your two veterans. Those are huge, right?
You like, lost your cornerstones.
Your cornerstones of your defense.
And one of your corners.
Yeah.
In addition.
Granted.
They did find an in-season replacement in Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
But again, there's your veteran of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Of the entire group. It's Rasul Douglas.
And he's been here for a half season on average, right? Or a little more.
Correct. Yeah, when it comes to like years played, it's Rasul Douglas.
Right.
But within the system, what? Christian Benford has the most starting snaps in the secondary?
Yeah, and he's been solid. I think you're right. I think it would be Christian Benford.
But that's how much change is there.
Mm-hmm. In the safety room?
The safety room.
Cole Bishop, Mike Edwards, those guys. Like,
and DeMar Hamlin, all injured, by the way, all throughout the preseason. That was a fun time. We all love seeing that. One of the biggest position battles that I was excited to see, and we got to witness none of it because all of them got hurt. Why? Why be Bills fan?
Why? Why be Bills fan?
Why Bills fan? Do you like questioning all of your life decisions? Become a Bills fan today.
Pretty much. But then again, I feel like to question all of your life decisions and be a Bills fan, you had to have been a fan through 18 years of nothing. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying like, yes.
Sup.
But if like a new fan rolls in and starts questioning his life, I'm like, you can't.
No, you can because you jumped into the longest active playoff drought at that time.
Yes. I'm saying like now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the... You know, divisional round exit, like they make it to the playoffs every season.
It's a different kind of pain.
Yes.
That's
why
you
can't compare the two.
One you got numb to.
Mm-hmm.
Like you start to learn how to feel nothing.
Yeah. I used to play Madden as a kid.
But the thing is, from a drought where you felt nothing to then have to experience the pains of losing in the most gut-wrenching, knife-stabbingly ways possible that the Bills have.
And for some people, reigniting those pains from the 90s.
Yes, for Super Bowl runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They have... I hate admitting this. But the Bills have found some of the most creative ways to really hurt the fan base's feelings.
Yeah. Test the loyalty of the fan base, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
It is. But it's also just, man, they're getting kind of good at this. Now... Nate Geary and I, we were talking about this during the last preseason game last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate brings up to me like, oh, you know, like why does Josh Allen and why do the Bills in particular get all this attention about all their windows closing, but then nobody says the same thing about Baltimore? And I said it's because, well, the Bills haven't won anything. It's an easier target. They're never remembered for anything other than that. Baltimore has been a very similar team, thanks Kansas City. You take the fun away for all of us. And I do mean all of us.
Yes.
To where, yeah, why aren't we talking about the Bengals? But that's next year's conversation anyway. When they lose T. Higgins and they have to deal with all these
contract restructures.
Yeah, and
the real Slim Shady sits down. Yeah, all that.
But the thing is this. Baltimore has won Super Bowls. So... there's something to somehow cling on to.
Right. It's like the Steelers.
It may have been... Hang on.
How long ago was that?
how long ago it was. 2013. So it's been
over a decade.
It's been at least a decade now.
Yeah.
But the head coach still has that there.
Yep, it's Tomlin. That's the same situation in Pittsburgh. They've been a 500 team since Roethlisberger left, and they weren't really great towards the end of his career.
Not to mention the mismanaging of all the talent that they had in Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown.
Exactly. But, you know, we have that trophy. You know, we've been there. That's what I'm remembered for. I'm Mike Tomlin. Yep. That's
exactly.
It. McDermott has none of that. So everyone's going to think, oh, 13 seconds. Oh. Because AFC the championship blowout against the Chiefs.
Because the peaks of this Bills roster have been crushing defeats at the hands of the same football team.
Yeah.
The AFC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the farthest we've seen the Bills get since the 90s.
Right. And that season, you might have thought they weren't going to win that game. Because the Chiefs were the Chiefs and the Bills weren't the Bills.
The Chiefs also weren't playing their best football at that moment either when the championship game happened. Cleveland almost got away with it and Chad Henne ruined the dream of the Lake Erie battle.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Yep.
However, again, the problem is when you've looked your best in the moments that matter the most, you still lost.
Right.
Because what are those other two games against the Chiefs in the divisional round considered? Insta-classics. Games that you remember.
Yeah, this one. Wide right echoes through Highmark Stadium once again. Like, you know, the 13 seconds. You can watch any of those games. I still would. Like, and get as an to the end.
As an outsider of either fan base,
yes,
you can enjoy watching that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And love every moment of it and go, it is a shame someone had to lose this game.
Yeah.
One more so of a classic than the other, but also still, probably the tightest game of the AFC playoffs was Bills-Chiefs. Because Baltimore didn't put up a fight the next week, I could tell you that.
No, they did not.
Had the one seed, they laid down and died.
Mm-hmm. That locker room dance didn't do anything.
No.
After they beat in the divisional round. I forget who they played.
Yeah, it was the Texans.
The Texans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, yeah, it's not just because both of these teams, like the Bills and Ravens in particular, they've been mostly the same. It's also because the Bills have ineptitude behind them. Four straight Super Bowl losses. A 17-year playoff drought. Those are things that the Bills have that the Ravens don't. They have infamy.
Yeah.
So that's why Buffalo is looked at in a darker light. And that's why people are saying within the national media, oh, the Super Bowl window's closing. No. It's a different window.
Yeah. Like, you know how sometimes you have to close the window a little bit to get the momentum to shoot the window back up?
I was just going to say, you ever see that school bus meme?
Like, what one? The magic school bus?
The one where on one side he's super sad and the other one's looking out the window smiling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
That's what's going on here now.
Yeah, you're
right.
The
past is that dark, sad place.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go there.
No. You get the couple bright spots in the clouds, right? But that's it. It's mostly a dark, sad place.
It's mostly a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
But now in the future, we don't know what it is. There's this new sort of hope. And that hope still remains with one constant. They have something that most other teams in the National Football League do not. That guy. Josh Allen is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a certified that guy.
Well, yeah, when he's getting rated overrated and the biggest trash talker by all these people, players.
First of all, the players rated Mac Jones in the top 100 2 years ago. Let's not listen to the players.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to worry about that.
I mean,
don't worry about the players. They're just, oh my God.
Let
the players hate and like players randomly that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers got in the top 100 this past year.
And he didn't
despite
play.
Having as much play, despite having quite literally your stats. A messed up Achilles tendon and 0 yards.
Oh my God, you're totally right. I put up the same stat line as Aaron Rodgers in 2023.
Yes.
That's insane.
You had a messed up Achilles and 0 passing yards.
I can't believe that's one thing I can say I saw in person. Aaron Rodgers, his highlight reel, just running out with the flag. That's it.
Yep.
That was it.
That's it. That's all we got.
Then Leonard Floyd ended that, but
I mean, it was
just a freak accident. His foot got planted in the ground, and that was it. Like,
things happen in the National Football League. Players get hurt, and that's something that's natural, unfortunately.
Especially As a 40-year-old.
It's just funny that I'm looking at someone that also has a bad Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And you had the same amount of passing yards.
So never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
pretty remarkable.
It might be one of the worst things I've said about you of all time. Congratulations, yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I'm going to go sit in a cave for 3 weeks and figure out my life. Take a darkness retreat. If you don't
drink some weird tea.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
Back-to-back MVPs coming after some psychedelics. That's all I got to say.
Which, by the way, I get wanting new teams to talk about. But now here comes the crux of the NFL preview here.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Bills are dethroned, you shouldn't count them out.
Exactly. I'm looking at odds right now. They are counted out. The Jets, I mean, it's strength of schedule, right? At the end of the day.
Yes,
the Jets
have an easier schedule. But you have a quarterback who started playing some of his worst football a couple years ago in Green Bay. Like, actually started to look like he was declining.
Mm-hmm.
Is now coming off of a torn Achilles.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. After the MVP seasons in Green Bay, as he finished it off there,
his last season
it wasn't
in Green
great.
Bay was not good.
No. And he still had Devontae Adams and all those guys.
No.
No?
It was the young group, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
And he started throwing them actively under the bus on the Pat McAfee show.
You're totally right. Yep. Now they don't do that segment anymore, right? They got rid of
that? No, because Aaron Rodgers talks out of his...
You know what?
Yeah.
I forget. That last season in Green Bay is so forgettable for him because he really didn't do anything.
As a matter of fact, Green Bay collapsed and fell out of the playoffs in the final game against Detroit, who was not a good defense that year at all.
Yeah.
They were dreadful. They locked him down in week 18, and Green Bay had the door shut on him.
Mm-hmm. With Aaron Rodgers.
With Aaron Rodgers, and Seattle snuck in.
That's right. With Geno, right?
They needed an overtime win against the Rams.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a storybook. What a script. I commend the writers.
So I get it. You want new teams to talk about. The Dolphins continue to prove that they should not be talked about in that sense.
Nope.
Because every November, they forget how to play football.
Right. Or if it's a team with a winning record, they can't beat them.
I would just go into the constants of they collapse late season. That has been far more frequent than them losing.
Yeah, that was really just last season.
Yeah,
they couldn't
last season they couldn't
thing.
Beat the 500 teams.
No.
Or greater than 500 teams, I should say.
They beat Dallas.
Yes.
Who was 500.
Which is more about... No, they were strong last year, record-wise.
They were
the 2-seed. They were the first 2-seed to lose to 7. You're mixing up your Dallas years.
I am mixing up Dallas years, yeah.
Because they're all the same with them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Speaking of pain repeated, the thing is, I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why it needs to be bothered to try to find new teams to talk about if there's one that continues to do so much and has a lot of talking points? Why not continue to go on with, yeah, they've got a lot of question marks, but until proven otherwise, Josh Allen's there.
Right.
I know why.
11
it doesn't
and one.
Drive ratings.
Yeah.
And fake TV is fake TV.
Right. That's just how it's going to be. The talking heads are going to go. That's
at
how
least
it's
I know
be.
That like Mike Greenberg will always at least
have a soft spot.
Have a soft spot for his favorite team. So if anyone's being genuine about the New York Jets at ESPN, it's Greeny.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense. He's a fan. I understand that.
He rips them, too.
He rips them,
yeah,
too.
He rips them, yeah.
But I get it. You at least
it's
think,
like us.
You at least think they should be able to do it. which there's a logical reason behind it. They have such a strong roster, a strong defense. They have all these good pieces around Aaron Rodgers. But there's such a question mark that you should not be irresponsibly saying, oh, yeah, no, it's the Jets division. Why are they the favorites? Why are they the favorites? Are they the favorites?
Yeah. Plus 160. The Bills are plus 195. Dolphins plus 210. And the Patriots plus 2600. Long shot.
Considering that the Dolphins are more accomplished in these last few years than the Jets have been.
Right.
Yeah, that's
They've actually made a playoff appearance.
They've made playoff appearances.
Mm-hmm. Can't win the first game.
They can't win in the playoffs. That's their problem.
Yeah.
But the Jets haven't made the playoffs. As a matter of fact, we have to thank the New York Jets because the Buffalo Sabres would have the longest active playoff drought of all four major sports teams if not for the Jets.
Right. So we need to keep the Jets out and let the Sabres in.
We need to keep the Jets down.
Let the Sabres in this year with Lindy. Then it is just the Jets. We need and Buffalo can no longer be in the conversation.
To keep the Jets down.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the Sabres do, be damned.
Yeah.
Keep the Jets down.
Listen, with a 40, I think he's 41 now. Or 40. 40 or 41. With that old of a quarterback, like you said, coming off an Achilles repair, but not a traditional one. It's a speed bridge Achilles repair. So it's a little different, a little newer, right? Mm-hmm. It got him a little quicker back. Him saying he was going to play at some point last year. What a joke.
Not believing that.
No. But the speed bridge Achilles repair at 41 years old, you're not. I'm sorry. I don't think you'll be the same. You won't be able to scramble around. You saw it in video behind the scene videos at their training camp. He was slowing down and gimping off that one foot, his right foot.
Yeah. So we'll see what they've got. I just think it's irresponsible to think that they should be the favorites.
Yeah, to put them in front. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the part. But that also might be a good tactic by Vegas.
Right. They're going to pull some money in.
Hey, let's get connected to our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Well, there we go. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Rick in Williamsville. Rick, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
I just wanted to comment on you guys talking about Rodgers. I'm not a Rodgers apologist, but he did have a broken thumb his last year in Green Bay. You know, so, You know, some of the quarterbacks, say playing with a broken thumb is not easy.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine that. Now, Rick, that's going to bring up something else to me now, and I'd like your take on this. If, like, he's got the broken thumb and now the Achilles injury, is durability fair to call into question at that point, too?
Well, of course it is. I mean, he's old. He couldn't even get away from D-lineman back in Green Bay his last couple of years. Me and my son were complaining he was getting chased down by D-lineman, you know, and the Jets line is not great. So I think he's in for a long season. But, you know, like I said, that last year in Green Bay, in his defense, just to play devil's advocate here, he did have a broken thumb. So,
no, I appreciate that. That's good job checking us on that. I will always appreciate that. Of hey, slow your roll, guys. There's something still missing here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know Devontae Adams was.
And
there
I looked
his
it up. Yeah,
season,
he was playing with a broken thumb, and there were comments made about that back in November of 22.
Yeah, imagine gripping the ball with that though too. So it does. Yeah, no, it does add. It adds something to that.
Even the non-throwing hand. That's still that would still be a problem.
Well, Justin Herbert missed time with broken fingers, and then they tried to tape him up. I still can't imagine throwing a spiral, flicking your wrist with broken fingers. Yeah, how does that work?
There's
something missing there.
Yeah, there's something missing there. Also, grip.
Yeah.
In particular.
Throwing ducks because
of a broken thumb. Hand, like, grip is a problem at that point.
Yeah, you can't put a club on a quarterback like you can a lineman. So.
Exactly. So, again, I don't know how it's such a shoo-in to make the Jets a betting favorite, but I also now I'm thinking on the devil's advocate side, thinking about what Rick is telling us there, I think it might be a good play by Vegas.
Oh, 100%. Look at the Jets schedule. Any proclaimed good team should be able to go 12-5 with that schedule.
It doesn't start out very promising.
It
for
doesn't,
them.
But
the
it,
first
it,
night against the 49ers.
Right. But from that point forward, it's a solid schedule. Like, it's easier than the Bills, I guess, strength of schedule-wise. Compared to the other teams in the AFC East, I haven't really looked into the Dolphins' schedule. We'll probably do that later in the show at some point. But, you know, I think if you're really touting the Jets as this big team that's going to be coming up, right, and Rodgers is back, so they're going to be challenging the Bills for the AFC East title, and look at the two schedules between the two of them, mm-hmm. it's an easy play to make them the favorite for people to chomp on that bet, you know?
Exactly. It's, like there's a good play of it, I think, within Vegas, but until proven otherwise,
yeah,
I'm going to be arrogant about it.
Until proven otherwise, I'm taking the Patriots at plus 2,600 for a long shot.
Yes, the team that is actively protecting their quarterback from being destroyed by a bad offensive line.
Yes.
Which...
Ramondre Stevenson season.
There's mixed reviews on that of Drake May not starting for the Patriots.
Yeah, I feel like Jerod Mayo did say he was like ready or something like that.
Yeah, and he's been better.
Yeah, and then he put Brissett in right away. And I was like,
I think that has to do with they're going along the lines of thinking of, hey, maybe we shouldn't rush this guy in there right away because there might be a problem. And there's merit to that strategy still nowadays. When so many quarterbacks are now starting from the word go, Josh Allen didn't start to actually get better in his rookie year until he got hurt.
Right.
And he had to sit a couple games.
Yeah, Matt Barkley came in, beat the Jets.
Exactly. I mean, we did have to experience Nathan Peterman again, but you know what? It was a price worth paying.
I think that goes in with the four Super Bowl losses, the drought.
Yeah.
It's just Nathan Peterman.
Having a player throw five interceptions in the first half of his first start.
I remember I was working at a pizza place at that point in time, and I was watching it. I was just getting mad behind the counter. And then I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
And then he starts against Baltimore. It's a disaster. And then he comes in against Houston and throws the game-winning pick six.
Yep.
Game-winning for Houston.
And then in Jacksonville, in the playoffs, for the playoff berth with Tyrod, Tyrod gets knocked out. Peterman comes in and almost throws a pick six. Did he throw an interception?
He threw a game-ending interception.
It was almost for six.
No, it was just it was a sealer. Jalen Ramsey got it and fell down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was there almost a pick six? There had to have been, because I remember that vividly, because I chipped my tooth biting my nails from that game.
He would throw two more pick sixes since that day. The near pick six was Baltimore, the first game of the season.
Okay, yes. When Allen got thrown into the fire.
That return ended up getting pushed out at like the two-yard line.
Okay.
The other pick six was against Chicago.
Oh!
There was a dropped pass that got popped in the air and brought back the other way for a touchdown.
Yeah. This is the first season he's out of a job, by the way. Where he actually got released from a practice squad.
All right. Well, anyway. We went way off base there.
Nate Peterman took us away.
Yes. But New England, I think, is making a smart call, by the way.
Yeah, don't force Drake May into that situation right now. Figure
it
out.
If you know it's a bad situation, then to protect him is actually kind of honorable and smart.
It's a good first decision as your head coach. Not first decision,
again,
but big decision.
Like I just said, there is merit to not playing someone right away. And I look at how Josh Allen was struggling to start his rookie year when he ended up playing. And Buffalo's plan was to not play him right away.
Yeah.
And
because look at how Mahomes turned out not playing.
A certain player happened and yada, yada, yada. We can go on from there. But there's merit to it because Allen did not start playing better until he had to sit for a couple games and actually learn from the sideline.
Learn the ropes.
Learn the ropes, how to read, everything like that. Slow it down for him a little bit and not be starting from the word set. Rosen, he didn't start right away, but it still instantly flamed out. Darnold starts right away. We all know how that happens. Mayfield doesn't start right away. And he has the roller coaster of a lifetime. Jackson doesn't start right away.
Look at how he turned out.
He's got two MVP trophies. We could talk about their validity, but that's another show.
Yeah, right.
But 2019.
Oh my God!
He would absolutely give that thing
100%. This past season, I've talked about it. The one day you weren't here.
Yeah, I said, there's another show for that. There's a lot to it though. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot within the division, and it still all starts with Buffalo.
Right. Until they're dethroned, it's the Bills.
All right, before we go to break, we'll hit Jerry real quick and Kenmore. Jerry, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
You know, I'm concerned that sometimes things are said media-wise that are just, like, everybody throws them out there. Like, oh, you're losing Diggs, and, you know, they lost Davis. Did anybody watch Davis play the last year? Just a horrible route runner, zero targets half the game. I'm sure there was a headline back in the early 90s where they said, I don't know how the Sabres are going to be any good. They got rid of Grant Fuhr, this Hall of Fame goaltender. They're putting some journeyman in there by the name of Dominic Hasek. I can't imagine they're going to be any good with that. And you guys are guilty of it. This whole leadership in the secondary. How many games in the last 3 years were White, Poyer, and Hyde on the field at the same time? They weren't.
Yep. Now, Jerry, I will counter that by saying it was more noteworthy, less concerning, because I have questions about the safety tandem, but that's because we didn't get to see any of them play. I was not concerned with the secondary. It was just more or less of, hey, they did lose a lot here. I do want the offense to kind of carry the lead this time around this year.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
But
I just wanted to clarify that one for you. I appreciate that, though. Thank you for telling me.
But there, I don't think there's leadership. I think there's a leadership void, but I think the athleticism increased. Poyer lost a step. Look at his angles on a lot of running plays. Hyde is just dinged. And, you know, White, was he ever going to play at that level ever again? It just, it was time to move on. And you know what? We were hurt a lot the last 2 years. And you know how one of the ways to overcoming injuries? Get younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Jerry, I appreciate that. And like I said, thank you for, again, pointing it out with us because you said, hey, we did it too. And you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot to add my context, and I appreciate that. So thank you.
Because both of us were definitely from the leadership standpoint saying they've lost a step.
Yeah, and I didn't clarify that, and it could be misinterpreted.
Right.
So absolutely.
Yeah, it's just... What are you going to do? The team is younger, so there are going to be some growing pains. Expect it, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Typically, those players are also going to have a little bit less on the injury concerns on the list because they don't have as much mileage on the tracks either.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we do that thing where we make fun of stuff or at least call out what is going on around the sports world. Because, hey, Jerry just picked at it on us there. Maybe it's us. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.